Comrades to come. Orders. Singers. Musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
A bunch of friends that talk over each other.
Exactly. Really? You had to go there.
All right. I apologize. Some people may not have heard our intro. It's just autumn. All of a sudden, we're here.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I hit the wrong button or left one button unpressed.
You just used the wrong thumb, is all.
You know?
All right.
You know
so,
what? That's all it takes to launch a nuclear warhead.
We got.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. We got to pay our bills. This hour's General Underwriters. Please welcome Latin Life Denver. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community. If you're Latin or just Latin curious, check them out at LatinLifeDenver.com. And, of course, at the beach. 31 tanning locations in the Denver metro area to serve you. Check them out at ATBTanning.com.
They can even give a phantom a tan. Then you become a shadow.
That's amazing. Hey, that was a strong opening.
That was great.
Especially in the absence of an intro. Yes.
Yes, you think? All right. So what we do here is we do poetry, 1 to 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
We want it kept as clean as possible. Mm. No magical F-bombs. We do not censor our poetry. It's an art form. If you're easily offended, I apologize in advance. This is where people are going to try out their art form. Maybe it's some safe subjects. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's politically charged. Maybe it's sports charged. Maybe it's charger charged. Anyway. Yay!
I knew that was coming from a mile away.
All right. He saw that screwball coming. All right. So our first caller, she's on the line from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Ellie.
Hi, Jayton. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It seems like it's been forever since I've talked to you. I feel more at peace with the world.
I know. It's funny, I had the radio station on in the other room, and I didn't hear the music come on for the poetry.
The half squatches own that. He hit the wrong button or used the wrong thumb, but we're okay now.
Okay, good. Well, how are you? How have you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
I've been great. Really great, but missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you too.
I asked Jay Todd, is there any more, or JT, if there's any more football games in the near future. We're kind of hoping not.
Well, no, the MSC sports side does take precedence on occasion. They've got some big contracts coming their way, which I'm very proud of, my sister corporation. Good. I actually do their sports breaks, too, so, I, you know, the more they can grow, the better we're going to look. But they do have some more football coming next spring, and then next fall they're going to have some football that overlaps with us. But we're gonna take care of that problem post days here.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to say hi, Michael, and hi, Phantom. How are you guys?
We're good, Ellie. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
I'm good. It's wonderful to hear your voices again.
It's great to hear your voice, too. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Okay, the first one, I have some little Halloween stuff tonight.
Oh, ooh, I like that. If you have Halloween... I was going to tell the listeners, if you have Halloween poetry, we are welcoming it tonight, and we're going to welcome it next week, which will be the day after Halloween, too.
Well, I guess technically we kind of welcome all poetry all the time.
That's true.
That's right. Well, the first one is called The Abandoned Library Book Club. Whispery, winsome wastes abound, wander abandoned tomes of old. Keats and Shelley, poets divine, open might night, such a fright night, while night, white night and Esmeralda sigh, whispery, winsome wastes abound, Emily dips in her inky well to pen us a dead poet's prose. Thoreau, simplified to defy, has brought his tree thus to confound, whispery, winsome wastes abound, the woods, into the woods. Nash climbed in on a broken branch, Ogdenified his ghost as host. So served up fruit bats winged, of course, whispery, winsome wastes abound.
Nice, Ellie. Well done.
And I've got another one for you. It's not, you know, it's pretty short. It's called The Widow's Walk.
All right.
She waits atop the widow's walk, gazing always full moon glow upon her face of pensive longing, waiting for her long-lost love. Atop the widow's walk she waits, for centuries has she waited, longing for her captain true, sailed away a full moon night, ne'er to return her true love lost. Flowing gown of gossamer white, billowing in the full moon glow, atop the widow's walk she waits. All who see her weep in sorrow, for she of sadness longing. No name has she been given. All who see her only whisper, moon widow.
Nice again.
Thanks, guys. You're my best fan club.
Two weeks without hearing your voice is just too long. I'm glad I'm friends with you online, because I can actually impose your voice over what you're typing. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have a great night, and I'll be listening for all our poets as they come on.
Excellent. I'll be listening too. I look forward to this day every week. So thank you.
Yeah, me too. All right, J-Tag. God bless you all.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I actually had a little something I wanted to say, if that's all right with you guys.
Sure.
The past few weeks, I have been extremely honored to have some amazing poets read some poems for me. And I wanted to send a special thank you out to everybody for accepting me as part of the family. I have to say, I was really nervous when I was asked to join the team, because I've never done anything like this before. And I have a massive phobia for public speaking. So the first show is a little bit anxiety inducing and may have caused me to lose some hair. But now it's fine. And everyone's been so amazingly welcoming that I can't even function on a week that we don't have a show. So I just want to say thank you again. And to anyone who's out there who's nervous about calling in for their first time, please don't be. Everyone here is so amazing. All of our listeners are so amazing. And just give us a call. Pick up the line.
Excellent. And you know what? Amanda actually called our show, The Phantom, was a caller first. And once we heard the strength of how she reads, we're like, come on into the studio, hang out with us. And it just became like Ellie, like a safety blanket. You are the rose between all the thorns here.
Thank you.
There's a lot of thorns.
Speaking of thorns.
So many thorns.
No, we don't have a thorn on the line. We do have a fantastic gentleman from the Mitten State. Dennis, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Doing fabulous, brother. How are you doing?
Great. Great to be back. Yes.
We had missed you, brother.
We have missed you, too. You don't know how much, but you're liable to find out this evening.
I'm very humble. So, are you sharing a poem with us tonight, or two, maybe?
Yeah, I have a poem I'd like to share, and it was written not that long ago, and it was actually co-written with another poet. In respect of Halloween,
all right.
I share with you the curse of Sarah Brand. The moon refused to rise that night. A misty fog consumed most light. The wind, it moaned a sad, sad song. My heart of hearts knew it was wrong. A mournful howling pierced the air of goosebumps. I was now aware. The rusted gate creaked eerily, scaring the pride right out of me. Into the graveyard I did creep, on sacred ground where the dead sleep. My flashlight and crowbar in hand, onto the crypt of Sarah Brand. A dare was made, I did accept. Into this place I slowly crept, to pry a rock from her old tomb, on this night of darkest gloom. I should have kept my bold mouth shut, but I'd been drinking old rot gut. Pride had got the best of me. Now on a fool's errand, I can barely see. My light finds the block I'm sent to retrieve. My hands are now trembling. I want to just leave, but put my crowbar between blocks in the mortar and lean in hard, hoping to transport her. A grating scrape, a pop, a roar. It tumbles to the dusty floor. The tomb starts filling with fell haze. I look around in quite a daze. The door slams shut. Oh, no, what now? There's a sinking feeling in my gut. An apparition soon appears. My knees are shaking with my fears. She stood before me in her glory, addressing me, her newfound quarry. My feet seem frozen to the floor, no chance to make it to the door. I heard her words inside my head. She spoke the language of the dead. I understood her every word, and now with her, I stay interred.
Excellent, brother. Well, Poe would be proud, my friend.
That was intense.
That was co-written with Grissom, I think.
Grissom.
Now,
are they on the All Poetry board, or are they on Writers Cafe?
Yes, on All Poetry.
Excellent. And you know what? If you want to read more of Dennis's and Ellie's work, check them out online at allpoetry.com. I'm located there, too, so if you want to, you know, drop by and read one or two of mine, that'd be great, too.
And I write under the name of Haiku Bless you. Gesundheit.
Gesundheit, yes.
All right, well, thanks again. Let's hear some more poets. Rock on, my friends.
Excellent. Thank you for all you do for our show, brother.
You're welcome. God bless.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have a lot of great callers who call in all the time, and sometimes they can almost sound intimidating to new callers because they seem to kind of know the drill, and
yeah.
It's a different thing. However, They were all first-time callers, too. We were first, well, we weren't first-time talk show hosts the first time we did this, but
yeah.
It was our first time doing the show. Well, actually, the Phantom was.
This is her first show, yes.
That's right. And so, you know, this is, it's something that's worth doing. We're set up to make this as comfortable as we can for you. And
we try to.
It's fun. It's yeah. fun. So give us a call, 303-386-3598, or you can also send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go on the contact form, drop it in there if you want one of us to read it. And we have some stuff coming up later that will be poetry that was sent in this week.
Exactly. And if you're calling in, be willing to hold over this break because we are going to have to pay some bills.
Right.
You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And I am J. Todd Underhill with World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
Head underwater and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know.
All right, I'm stumped.
Okay.
Five finger death punch.
No, what? Not even.
No.
Not even.
Any guesses, guys?
I'm too busy running in place.
All right.
4 years strong.
What?
Wait, say
four.
It again. Say it again.
4 years.
Say it again.
Years. Sorry, 4 year strong.
Where you're strong.
I was on a 4 year bender once, but that's a whole nother story.
I'm about to go on a 4 year bender.
There you go.
Wow.
Speaking of the devil, Michael called it out. New caller alert. This is Sandy from Michigan, or excuse me, from Massachusetts, the other M state.
You know, I'm Montana excluded.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, welcome. Is this Sandra?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Hey, a longtime friend of the show.
Longtime friend. Lots of great submissions by you as well.
Thank you.
Did you send one into our contact form this week?
Yes, I did.
And you want us to read it for you?
Yes.
Excellent. And what's the name of it?
A Friendship.
A Friendship?
I've got it right here, Sandra.
Are you going to read it, my brother?
If you'd like, Sandra, I will read it, or whatever you would like to
yes.
do.
Yes.
Okay. You want to read it with, you want to stay on the air while we read, or you want to stay on the phone while I
yes,
read it?
Yes, I'll okay. stay by.
Perfect.
Thank
Here
you.
We go. So this is from Miss Sandra Reynolds. This is A Friendship. His fingers touched her soul with tenderness, as butterflies that brush without a sound. He saw the small and simple slenderness. No words were said. He smiled and looked around. Two loves were never meant, but love still grew. No thought intent or place for them to meet. Their love began a time and a place they knew. Appointed time they met was short and sweet. No plans were ever made or settled on, for love was never meant. Love was never meant to happen to two lovers, never kissed or saw the dawn. When morning came and skies above were blue, a hole was dug, a seed then grew, and love began to picture what dreams are made of. That was
wow.
called A Friendship.
Beautiful, Sandra.
Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And Sandra, you have contributed so much to our show, you know, through the work you've sent into us. And it's really an amazing pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you for calling. And thank you
thank
for your
you.
Work.
Thank you. I'll call again, I hope.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for everything you do for our show. I cannot say thank you enough that I'm very impressed that you called us tonight. Thank you. I'm touched.
Thank you, Jay Todd.
And we'll see you online, too, real soon.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you,
All right.
Sandra.
If you want to call in like Sandra, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, that's one of the things that I think is so cool about the community we've built up of poets here. You know, there's some really tremendous poets and writers and just some tremendous people that are involved in the show. And I think it's really a pleasure to be involved in such a community. And it's really not us. We just kind of provided this like little hub here.
Yeah.
And they've all kind of come. We've got so many cool people who call into the show and who write into the show. It really is something I'm honored to be a part of.
I've got to say, I forgive me for being choked up, but when I say that we're a poetic family, that's exactly how I feel. And to get to talk to Sandra for the first time and have poets all over the world, like our World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month, Tony, call in, it really does mean a lot to me to be able to talk to them on a regular basis and connect with them, aside from just the poetry forums that I posted in for the last 5 years. So it just means a lot.
Absolutely. Hey, so we have another caller
now.
Okay.
And it is Marlene.
Yes.
Hey, hello, Marlene, how are you? Welcome.
How are you?
Doing good. You're good. In Indiana?
Yes, I am.
Aha, uh-huh, the Hoosier State, right?
The Hoosier State, that's us.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you're going to read us a poem. Is this your first time calling us, right?
Yes, it is. It's my first time.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. It's a short poem, and I want to dedicate it to a sweet young girl, Iris Grace, and she lives in Market Harborough, England.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
And I'd like to read that for her.
That'd
and
be great.
And it's called Whisper. Angels whisper of mysteries and secrets of the universe, while the cosmos swirls in tandem of perpetual wonder. The moon, stars, and planets reflect the spirit of creation. Cherubim and seraphim bestow praise upon your vastness. Birds migrate, lambs sleep, and human life is conceived, all balancing within your divine hands. Thank you.
Well done, Marlene.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I got to ask, that was such a strong performance. Do you perform out anywhere? Do you go to like live poetry open mics?
Yes, I do. I have, there's a few groups, critique groups, and then another group locally. So
that's phenomenal. Marlene, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you know what? Since you're members of those groups, you might want to pass the word along about our show. Maybe they can call and share as well.
I will do that.
Excellent. Thank you, Marlene, for joining our family, okay?
Okay. Have a good week.
You as well. If you want to join in, just like Marlene did, just like Sandra did, like Dennis, like Ellie, you're going to want to give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
So, next week is Halloween.
Yes.
Our next show will not be till after Halloween.
It's going to be Samhain.
All Saints Day.
We're going to still, we'll still totally get into that. And, you know, maybe we can have one of us pushes the All Saints agenda and the other one pushes the Halloween agenda. And we can have a little battle royale.
Battle royale of poetry.
Can we do it in costume?
What don't
this
we do?
This is radio.
Know,
yeah.
Right?
I'm dressed up like a big M&M right now.
Yeah. Well, that's not different. Anyway.
Hey.
So, but my question is, what is everybody going to do for Halloween?
Well, Halloween's a Thursday night.
It is a Thursday.
My daughter does not have school the next day. Mm. She wants me to take her out to Aurora to see her boyfriend / fiance. Mm. I may do that for her, or I might just shut off my porch light and stay in for the evening. Not sure yet.
So wait, you might either take your daughter to go see her boyfriend / fiance on Halloween, or just say, nope, sorry, not doing that.
Yeah,
and just shut the door.
Pretty much.
Okay. What about you, Phantom?
I'm actually working a 12-hour day, and so I'll be in really late. And
I figure the Halloween is going to be a rough night to be a Phantom.
It is.
There's so many people that look like you running around the
I
streets.
I know. I can't even keep myself straight.
Shnikes. I will send that one.
Well, we know what he's doing on Halloween.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are my brothers and my sisters all over the land?
Oh, we're doing good, brother. Great to hear your theme song. Great to hear your voice, man. It's been too long.
Well, I tell you, I was thrown off at 10 o'clock, and I'm just trying to figure out how the Phantom screwed up the opening.
It was me. It was.
Okay.
I haunted the machinery.
Although, actually, if I can be tender and serious for a moment. Phantom, when you were speaking before about how wonderful you feel being part of the show and how much it means to you, I just want to say thank you, because you ended up putting half of America in a diabetic coma. And as an attorney, I am glad for all of the new lawsuits.
I think I'm going to crawl under the desk now.
Well, it is good to hear all your voices and to have you back.
I'm glad you're back with us, brother. Please don't ever stop calling our show.
Okay.
All right. So, you've got something to share with us?
Well, if I may, there's one new one, because I was challenged to write a formal piece with rhyme and meter. But also, this coming week marks the first anniversary of Hurricane Sandy, which destroyed the East Coast, and in particular, it hit the neighborhood I grew up in.
Oh.
And the very first piece of mine that was read on WEPOM was actually read by Michael. It is called The Old Neighborhood After Sandy, and if you don't mind for the anniversary, can I read that? It's a short one.
We would love it.
Okay. This one is called The Old Neighborhood After Sandy. Like the sea at ebb tide, I am drawn back from whence I came to that sandy spit I tried so hard to escape. The peninsula that like a finger pointed at the shimmering city but remained forever separate and apart. The tiny piece of land surrounded by the sea that shaped me, the way the crashing waves shaped the shore. Its ocean breezes provided the salt from my tears. The crashing waves masked my cries. The sand provided the grit that wore away my innocence. But now I return the exiled sun to see a shadow version of my home. The houses swept away by water and wind, like the sandcastles we built so many years ago. Years of memories piled on the street as seaweed is thrown against the shore. The sand, so long denied, now reclaiming its dominion. Memory is the only possession that remains. When all else is swept away, is swept away.
Nice.
It's sad, but even a year later, there are still so many empty lots where houses of kids that I went to school with used to be.
Yeah.
And the old neighborhood is never going to be the same. If I may, can I try the other one, which again was, I was challenged to write something formal.
Okay.
This is called Ragnarok, and for everyone who got their Norse mythology either from Wagner or Thor comic books back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell which group you guys fall into.
Hey, yeah.
I actually don't
include
fall
me
in that group,
that.
Believe me or not. Believe it or not.
It yeah. must be the Marvel in me.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ragnarok. Who is he that can foretell what is to be in ages not yet begun, after the twilight of the gods and the awaited dawning of the One? And on that morning of Ragnarok, when the rainbow bridge is stormed, brave Heimdall shall sound his mighty horn, so that the army of the heroes might be formed. Out march the mighty thousands to battle the forces of the dark. They form their lines of grossed gray men, and, neath Odin's watchful eye, surge out to face the mark. Begins the Gotadamarung, the final earthly war, for grand Valhalla, doomed by fate, for this they die once more. Again to feel the thrill of life, to battle gods and giants, to meet each deadly stroke, to surround themselves in doomed defense until, at last, their lines are broke. As fates decreed in days long past, Asgard, ablaze in final glory, comes crashing down to earth. All the gods and valiant slain slowly pass from life, while Odin, through his dying eye, sees the star that means rebirth arising from the smoking carnage. As the day of doom is done, stands a small tramp
Nice. Very well done, my friend.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Steve, it's always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for calling.
Guys, and Phantom, thank you. I know I say it every week, but thank you not only for what you do for all of us, but for creating this community. Because last week, in the absence of you guys, Tate and Dennis and myself were sending messages to each other online, and we have decided the next time you guys decide to go on a hiatus, I'm driving west, Dennis is driving east, we're meeting at Tate's house and ordering pizza.
All right.
Yes. Oh, cool.
So you're going to want to plan December 6th for this journey, because we are planning our next hiatus for December 6th.
And I will be out there, too.
So, you know, right smack in the winter season. That's kind of what we aim for when we have people making cross-country trips.
There you go.
And the more I thought about it, New York pizza or Ohio pizza? Why am I going for Ohio pizza?
Exactly. That was my question.
No. You need to bring the pizza to Tate to where he can taste New York pizza.
I will say. New York pizza, even cold New York pizza, beats warm Ohio pizza.
Hey, now.
So, now I'm going to have to hang up so I can hear Tate scream.
All right, thank you for calling.
Take care, guys.
You too. Bye. Thank you, Steve.
All right, if you want to call in just like Steve did and just like everybody else, even if you're a new caller, never tried this before, we want to hear your poetry. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Everyone has a first time.
Yeah.
Everyone has a first time. 303-386-3598. However, we have lots more poetry that's been sent in. We have a lot more cool stuff coming up, including some work from our famous haiku master.
What?
Yes, it's true.
He wrote this week?
Once again, the haiku master. But we have to go to commercial first.
Exactly. We're going to pay some bills. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Paying some bills!
Come to At The Beach, your tanning superstore, and get your tan on with 5 freaking levels of tanning. If UV rays aren't your thing and you need a sunless solution, try Mystic Tan or Versa Spa Spray Tanning or any one of our California Tan indoor tanning lotions. They're ridiculously convenient with over 70 tanning salons in Colorado, Kansas, California, and Oklahoma. And tanning will take no freaking time at all because they have a ton of tanning beds and no wait. Go to KZKO Radio to enter to win a freaking $30 card at the beach. You have no excuse to be pale. At the beach, get your tan on.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
So I'm going to throw this out. This is the 3rd scherzo movement from Brahms' Lullaby, right? The 3rd movement.
Are you listening to the lyrics?
Yeah, I hear Cookie Monster. Something about a cookie in there.
All right. I want
have
to
you
say,
heard,
is this in tune?
No, but have you heard Typo Negative's version of this? It is amazing.
What is it?
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Thank you.
My loneliness is killing me.
Yes.
Who is it?
Yes.
This is done by Specify Contributing Art No. Sorry. I don't know.
Typo
oh my
negative.
Gosh.
You don't know who did this.
It's like you pulled stuff from my old college radio show and you're playing it.
Guys.
Seriously.
Hey, guys.
Typo negative.
You know what we do?
And his version of Cinnamon Girl.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what we do that's really odd? Has anybody listened to Roxette? Roxette's amazing. Okay.
We do music talk. We do geek talk. Oh, and we do poetry.
Oh, we do.
And occasionally do poetry, which we do have
lemon
parties.
Yes.
We have one of the few people who I'm very proud to say has listened from show one to now. And I'm very glad to have her on the line. This is Anne from Colorado. Anne, how are you doing?
I am doing great, J. Todd. You are sounding wonderful tonight.
Oh, thank you.
And I do need to say something to Michael. How dare you say that's the scherzo from Brahms Lullaby?
Because I knew the moment that I throw that out there, anybody who has any idea what I'm talking about is going to instantly just turn off the radio and walk away.
So. Brahms is rising from his grave.
Not even turning?
No,
rising.
Turning.
Well, it's
zombie style.
It's October.
Yes. He's coming.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's coming. Well, with that in mind and seeing how it's the end of October coming, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you guys. And my World Poetry Open Mic family has been so important to me, and all of you know exactly what I mean.
Oh, yes. We love you, Anne.
So I have a poem called I Am Not a Victim of Breast Cancer. And I did not write this. Laura Barnes wrote it.
All right.
But after having a kind of a tough couple days, I'm going to do it and see if I can get through it, okay?
All right.
I am not a victim of breast cancer. I'm experiencing breast cancer. I am not dying. I am living. I am not curing. I am healing and restoring. I am not fearing. I'm loving and trusting. I am fighting, Michael, you know that. I am not weak or diminished. I am strong and whole and complete. I'm not coping or hoping. I am giving and receiving and creating. I'm not crying. I'm laughing till the tears run down my leg. My body is not my enemy. My life story is not history. I am not powerless. I am not a drop in the ocean. I am the ocean in a drop. I am not a passive puppet. I am not tired and bested. I am not without voice or meaning or purpose, and I am not discarded. I am needed. I am not dwelling in the reflections of the past or the projections of the future. I am joyfully dancing naked in the unfolding mystery of the present moment. I am not alone or abandoned. I am infinitely connected by the soft, silky, vibrational threads of love. I will not forget. I will remember, and I will never, ever stop loving you. That's to all of you.
Anne, I just want you to know you have many people in your World Poetry Open Mic family who's been praying for you. Just if you're ever at a weak moment and need strength, just know that you've got our strength behind you.
And you know, J. Todd, I feel all those prayers, so that's all I need. That's all I need. So thank you. Thank you for being there, and give each other hugs.
Oh, we will. And give yourself a hug from us.
I will do that. And I'll be listening to the end of the show.
And you know what? If you need a hug in person, just let me know. I will drive on over and give you a hug, too.
He is not the only one.
Well, you know, I'm up often at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you know. Maybe I'll do that.
That'd be
I'm
awesome.
Sorry. I'm sound asleep at that time.
Yeah, well, I know where you live, too. Okay, you guys. And Michael, watch the musical terms. You know better.
My job is not always to soothe. Sometimes it is to exasperate.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
Excellent. Thank you, Ann. If you want to call on like Ann, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We've had some really
amazing poetry
tonight.
Amazing and, people calling our show tonight.
Well, I think, in my opinion, I think amazing people bring amazing poetry. And poetry is what comes out of life when amazing people live it. And
exactly.
I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you live, you experience, you write it down. Hopefully someday in the future when it gets read aloud, somebody shares in your knowledge and knows, and not only knows that you've been in the same shoes that they are in, but takes something away that maybe that they didn't, a point of view they didn't have before.
Well, I think there's a lot of that. But and at the same time, one of the things I've been really conscious of recently is that poetry is something that
you know, it's kind of like the in the term when they say kung fu or whatever, where it's supposed to be a it's skill. It's not a specific set of skills. It's skill in general. Kung fu, you know, you can have strong kung fu in anything. So poetry can be it can be lived in a lot of different ways. And so if it's not directly just putting the words on paper, if you're going to be a carpenter or whatever, that can be the poetry, you know, as well. And so I think it's so cool to be able to hear this and hear even work from other people. It's really, really, very something that's humbling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If you want to call in, share your poetry, 303-386-3598. We've got open lines, so if it's your first time, call in now. We want to hear what you got to say.
And don't worry about following the stuff we've already had. It's pretty incredible.
Yes.
Now, however, there is something that is special about our crew.
All right.
We have people that come from all around the world. We have people who do all kinds of interesting things here. I mean, for instance, we have a phantom.
We have a phantom.
We have a humble poet. We have a...
A musician.
I don't really know how you'd refer to
who's
me.
Who's in the Western Music Hall of Fame. Oh, let's just, don't be modest. I mean...
Well, I mean, the fact my pants are off means I'm not really modest. Right, but hey, I'm kind of like Marlon Brando and later on. Never mind. Okay. Let's stop there. But an exciting thing, one of the things we have that other radio crews do not have, they could never have, is a haiku master.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
Practicing the front bunch.
Yeah, there can only be one. So, every week, the haiku master composes, sits down, meditates for 10 hours, a pen magically appears in his hand, and he writes effortlessly three haiku. I've been looking at these every week we've been doing this, and there is never a correction. Never. They come out of your head perfectly formed.
Flawless.
It's like Mozart.
It is. But that explains why he uses such a small notebook, is he meditates so much that he becomes nearsighted. Anyway.
I think you have your turn mixed up. Well, it's obvious who the poet is. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. How did we get onto these subjects?
I don't know.
I blame you. Okay. So... It's not about meditation or the other thing he was talking about. There is a subject that he's written about. He does not list. And so if you think you know what it is, put it on our Facebook page. Send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic.net or just mention it when you call in later in the show. First one. Creatively done. Strategy in ruin now. Monies to good cause.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm trying to read this first word. I'm going to just
blurt
assume.
It out.
Angry overcame. From penthouse to studio, no more trauma now.
Okay.
Yeah? Tiki head. Fishbowl. The penny wars have started. Second to Alpha. Wow.
All right. That now, was deep.
There was some really deep stuff there. There's some things from my history, my personal past, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, I
whether
remain shaken by the work of the haiku master.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
You know, sometimes I feel like a shark, a haiku reading shark.
A haiku reading shark?
A haiku reading shark.
A New York lawyer reading poetry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there
I
is
guess
that.
You're right. Anyway, we do poetry on this show. The number to give us a call is 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We have poetry that's been sent in as well. However... We have a caller from across the Atlantic Ocean. It is...
It's our World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month.
That's right.
Hey, brother.
Sonny Smith.
I was waiting for J-Todd here to actually do the introduction. We built up. Let's try that again.
Well,
it's the one, the only...
World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month, Mr. Titus.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you very much.
I didn't think you needed any more of an introduction. Once you're Poet of the Month, you're like a rock star, brother.
Well, I'm still trying to take it all in, to be quite honest.
do you have the legions of teenage girls trying to knock down your front door yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
no,
that give it another week or so. They might be a little bit busy with One Direction.
Well, thank you very much for that honor. It's greatly received, I must say. I think I was taking in what Phantom said this morning about being nervous. I suppose I tend to be coming onto a show like this because you're all so very friendly, and that kind of helps anyway. That's the main thing.
Well, I'm glad you called in again, brother.
Yeah. Well, I tried to phone in a few times, but I can't get through sometimes, so that's why I can't get through. But anyway, I actually got through straight away, which was quite surprising.
Excellent.
But I've got a poem here. It was actually to a contest about it would be sad for people to burn out books. There's a lot of people out there, poets, who are so proud of writing their first book. It would be quite sad to see it either, you know, discarded in any way. So this poem is about such a thing that I wouldn't like that to happen to me, but it also is a dedication to the few who've actually changed my life for the worst, actually, and it's a tongue-in-cheek revelation to tell them that I really forgive them because things haven't turned out too bad in the end. It's called To Denigrate the Few. It's a sustainer.
All right.
The will, the entirety, to believe there is conscience still, deceiving death to wait or hesitate, thinking a conscience pursues the author's pages, while his death long goes on, anon before an end of time would come, begins to burn the soul of one diminished means to an inquiry. It seems I would not lend the book if it were mine to end that way. While my death in the life that was decided in which way about to publish, I would rectify the state of my being still, death's portrayal. From one's quill, the ink it always seems to pry. With tragedy, drink thinking dry, would leave a conscience appearing like death. Would determine good reason to burn anything proclaimed of life as death could be carrying on. I demand the posthumous welcome, nothing I can rely on, maintaining that place on the shelf. It would occupy a way of making it to heaven as pages turn. I see what will burn the headings which will illustrate the meaning of lying still. Playing dead can unlock the mind to revealing conscience, looking back, in fact, at a time I find some worth, it seems. How worthless then you'd burn my past, which often seems neglected, alas. One could hone in on topic conversation on this subject of selection, thought processing conscience about worthless books of useless phrase. To elude your wave found that any heartbeat lingering will show flickering still, as you, my friend, shall destroy the very means a way to burn. One by one let pages turn, that if you are plighted to burn any phrase, a dislike should darken light off of what seems excluded from life, breathing into yours something still worth remembering from words, ink and quill, had wrote on things in common with our vacant minds, establishing a way to explain without any inclination towards a soul conscience. Let your focus turn to hell, every fiber from this conscience, which led, was truly waiting for them there. A book will burn in reference to any passing stage your life now wasting away, reigns deity over time, that if I may, apart from what so seems considered, this book be closed until a time a recollection on works of this nature, which transpire to denigrate the few still. There comes a time to burn what is inconspicuous, so it seems a matter of consequence on whose business it was that a way of communicating first will conscience effort towards this still. Complete.
Brother.
Wow.
Great, Sestina.
Yes, thank you. I think it's another way of saying that I'd rather keep my book closed before anyone read it because they're going to be bored to tears and throw it away.
I could never be bored of reading your work, brother. I got to say, I've said it many times, you are a great inspiration to me to keep on writing, brother.
Well, that poem is going to go on the back of my third volume of poetical works. That third volume will be for those who I've not had too much of a liking for, but I've forgiven them. So some love and affection should come their way at least.
Yes.
And it's nice coming on.
You know, a poet was lamenting today about what the meaning of life is, and basically what you just said there about showing them love was my answer to his question, and that is to show love unto those that you can gain nothing from.
That's very, very true. I feel that I think when something in the end, at my age at 62, has come, you know, like a new job has come about, which, to be honest, if it hadn't been for the downers in life, which have kind of like directed me in this area, I think I would never have got here in the first place. So it's kind of like saying that you need some kind of like diversion, even if it is a bad way, that you end up finding your own true self and in some ways your success at some stage.
Brother, I
hopefully.
Very well said. And I'm on that journey right now myself, brother.
That's brilliant. And you've all been lovely people. And as I say, the Phantom talking about coming on, I think she kind of like spurred me on to phone in anyway. As I say, I'm a little bit nervous, to say the least.
Oh,
please,
brother. I can listen to you read all night long.
Anyway, it's nice coming on again. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling our show. If you want to call in like Tony, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, we're going to go to one last break before we come back. We've got some sent-in poetry. We have some other poetry we brought this evening, as well as you can call in and give us a call at 303-386-3598. However,
we do need to pay some bills, so you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling a guy like you to wear one day?
It's times like these that I feel out of touch with the nowadays music.
Oh,
wait,
Mess,
you're playing Toxic, but who's covering Toxic?
Thank you, Mike. You got it.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah, thank you for knowing a Britney Spears song. That's kind of depressing.
Well, it's about time. The previous one, you didn't even...
I
Brahms,
did.
Really? No, I know.
I can't believe how much it was a joke.
Okay.
Obviously not the scherzo from Brahms. Come on!
Toxic is done this time by a Static Lullaby.
I got to say, though, Britney Spears without the Britney Spears part is not entirely watchable.
Yeah. Pretty much,
you know.
Unless
so
it's
where's the music
Peter
go?
Steele. I'm just going to keep bringing up a Typo Negative. By the way,
okay. All right. You got a crush on the guy from Typo Negative?
I did. Yeah,
you did.
Away.
I can imagine that.
Gotcha.
Now she's all about Robin Thicke. Anyway,
whoa.
So
ho.
All right. So,
everybody say,
do we have a caller? Oh, we'll put him through then. And we do have a caller. Please welcome to the line. Tate.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hello, sir.
Oh, my brother. You didn't hear that pizza comment, did you?
No.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Actually, I almost forgot about the show tonight.
What?
Well, yeah. My kid ran off for the night to Cedar Point. They're having Halloween night, and I just got sidetracked.
Well, you know, it happens sometime, but I'm glad you made it through.
thank you. As usual, I have no idea what I should read to you. But all right, I'll tell you what. I'll read you one called The Night the World Stood Still.
All right.
This is a true story. We received the news late one night that there was to be a special show, broadcast from the moon to the earth of what we had no way to know. I was a boy then, 9 years old. The moon seemed exciting and cool. As each of the rockets took off, we would get to watch them all in school. This time, something was different. It was on Christmas Eve that year. The pictures sent back from the moon made it seem as if it were so near. The commander then addressed us, showing pictures they called Earthrise. He began reading from Genesis as my mother wiped tears from her eyes. The viewers numbered in billions. For the first time, we were all free to hope and dream of a future and the wonders of what may be. The whole of the earth held their breath for that moment in history when we learned how it felt to say every soul on earth was like me. That was man's greatest achievement, not the landing upon the moon, planting the seeds of brotherhood in fertile soil where they might bloom. That night the heavens echoed out a cry that felt more like a plea that shook the core of modern man all the way back to antiquity.
Nice, brother. Wow. Well done.
How's it been tonight?
It's been good. If you didn't catch the whole show, you're going to want to catch it once it's archived because there were some really class moments. And then I spoke, brother, too.
I have a tuxedo on tonight, so I'm speaking in my fancy voice.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm going to have to go get a drink.
There you go. I see the same thing when I get locked up with these two co-hosts.
Did you just say butt locked?
I'll read
That's
you one.
That's kind of like landlocked.
About that.
Oh.
All right. I'll read you one short one if you want. Then I'll be gone. All right. It's called Why. If I could only see in the truth to look beyond our simple ways, I'd love knowledge even more than all the lies of long gone days. For if man could put away his sword and beat the plowshares all he'd worn, then I might be able to see the light and forget the failings of those I'd scorn. If we were not such fragile beings that prayed for things not needed, then I might think we had a chance, but all the lessons still go unheeded. If life would only start as it ends, with great knowledge left to share, we might not trample each other, then sin to hide what we must bear. For if life could only do all these things, I'd live deep in the truth so wise, to take the life that I'd been given and turn to God with forgiving eyes.
Nice again, brother.
Wow.
Well done. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling our show, Tate. I'm glad you remembered us.
All right, guys. I'm glad I did, too. I'll have to listen to the archive.
Excellent. All right. So if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
All right, I do have one that I'd like to share if it's all right. This week, I kind of closed out my on-the-road notebook. It's getting ready to be published. I'm going to try a new publishing house, so to speak. Cleaned out my briefcase and found a slew of poems that don't go with anything. They were just like stray poems that were tucked in my briefcase. Not part of this on-the-road project that I was working on.
So it wasn't anything that you put together. It was just straight poems?
Yeah, just straight poems. This is one of them. This is entitled The Storyteller. Or the hills he comes to visit, sharing his stories with delight, telling them to anyone who'll listen, from daybreak deep into the night. Tales of giants and mermaids seen through his travel so far, knights and dragons come to life, and all of the worms in the jar. Give him a pen and paper, he will fit in quite sure, be it a tale about his damnation, or an angelic maiden so pure. Entertaining all with his wit, line after line, so divine, stories of unicorns captured in a raid on a dwarvish mine. Sharing until he gets tired, then sleep will bring another tale, setting aloft on a clipper ship to the arms of Morpheus he sets sail.
When was that written?
That was written actually in November of 2008, right after you coached me to own the title poet.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I was sitting at, I can tell you where I was sitting when I wrote this. I wrote this at a Waffle House down on Broadway and County Line.
That's a good Waffle House.
While I was waiting for said inspiration to come meet me for coffee.
When I walked in, I was like, no, enough about this unicorn stuff. Yes. Own the title poet.
Own the title poet, you jerk. So
Wait, did you call him a unicorn?
No.
There was a unicorn in the poem if now, you were paying attention.
Sorry.
Now, the best part about the story that he never tells is I was dressed up like a cow at the time.
No, you were not. You were dressed up like a cowboy.
Actually, I was dressed up like a cow. That was totally true.
That is totally true. All right. So I'm going to turn this computer back over to you.
Anyway,
so you can look up that next entry.
I actually have one that I need to read tonight because Marie and I have a little poem off going.
Now, you're talking about Marie from Denver,
Marie
the steady
Denver.
Caller that we've
yes,
got.
Yes, Marie right. from Denver.
Awesome.
She hasn't called in because it's my turn tonight to read my poem.
Okay.
And this is for you, Marie. Staying alive, an interruption. A car backfire and a dead hiker. A bedsheet toga. A helicopter. Are you wearing any pants? No. A scandal. The woman and her power play. A fist fight and a splash of color. A startling introduction. Vatican cameos. A booby-trapped mobile. A fake death and a distraught detective. The Coventry conundrum and a solution, the flight of the dead. Sentiment is a quality found only on the losing side. The code figured out. This is your heart, and you should never let it rule your head. I am Sherlocked.
Wow.
Wow.
I've got to say, hearing you do your own original poetry, I've got to say this. The family gene did not skip you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, our pops wrote great poems.
Yeah.
Loki wrote some really good poems.
He did.
Oh. He wrote very sporadically, but when he did write, oh my goodness.
Obviously, yes.
I write on occasion, once in a while.
On occasion, like every day.
Yes.
On occasion, every hour.
Something like that. In fact, I'm going to go right after the show. So, and then, of course, our brother Jason writes as well on occasion.
Yeah.
He wrote songs for when we were doing band stuff. The family gene didn't miss you. You're just
a late
bloomer.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Once again, saying that you're the rose amongst the four.
I was going to say, being a...
the thorns?
Now that you have found your... posthumously found your poetic talent, I would say you were like the ultimate late bloomer.
You're post-late bloomer.
Can I leave now? All right.
Okay. Are you uncomfortable yet?
Just a little.
So, we're about to wrap up the show. However, I have one poem I would like to kind of end the evening with. This is from a friend of ours, Jack.
Who couldn't make it tonight.
Who couldn't make it, but from San Antonio. It's called, Ye Shall Leave No More.
All right.
It stood alone, O shadowed crawls. Deserted docks of scattered stains, rotted wood beneath my feet, rusted hinges scream in pain. A single flame, the candle fire, a rapid dance upon the breeze, found the stairway lined with blood, ascending high above the trees. A sudden noise, the walls they breathe, like someone drug on landing bare. A voice, a raspy spoken word, a warning, O my heart, doth share. Musty halls, oh, ripped and tattered, faded coverings shed their dust, a turning knob, an entry opened. Enter if you truly must. Death, the smell, it reeks this place. Locked away of deeds long past, hidden, yet the prize I seek, felt of bony fingers cast. A chill dust travel down my spine, I fumble for a pocket knife. Protection from the figures dark, I fear to lose my very life. What place is this upon the moor, of crashing waves and battered stone, a remnant of its former self, and I now wander, all alone. The moon in clouded skies this night hath broken free and shown its glow, creates a haunting atmosphere, an urging of myself to go. Yet I still feel the need to search, as curious as his roaming cats, to find the treasure rumored lost, I wage my life to bring it back. When thereupon the mantle sits, an urn of golden grand design, brazen as a captured wish, at last the treasure shall be mine. Upon its face of hand inscribed, a warning in poetic verse, four simple lines to now beware, this poem fields a wicked curse. All ye whom enter of this place, of sacrifice and love lost pain, dare not these ashes to remove, for these shall never leave again. So quick of feet I made my haste.
and scramble to the painted door, then slam before my eyes it shuts, a whisper, you shall leave no more. Apparitions, ghostly shapes, now flood into the sitting room. Some faces I seem to recall, fate had brought them to their doom. My hands before my face they fade, these eyes they can no longer see. I float into the heavens high, O Lord, what hath become of me? It stood alone, O shadowed crawls, deserted docks of scattered stains, as this shall be my resting place, for I shall never leave again.
Wow. Jack, well done, my friend.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone a little bit over, that is our last poem of the evening.
Exactly. I do want to share with you, you asked me earlier what I was going to do on Halloween. I figured out while I was sitting here in the studio. I'm going to go home early from work on Thursday. I'm going to make caramel-covered onions instead of apples, and I'm going to hand them out to kids, let them think it's apples, and when they bite into it, it'll be caramel-covered.
Oh, you're going to be a raging jerk for Halloween.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that idea.
Aren't you? Aren't you that every year?
I am. Exactly. I'm not every day. What are you talking about every year? All right. So you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, Dork Talk, Comic Book Talk.
Music Talk.
Music Talk.
Idiocy Talk.
And we do poetry as well. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank MSC Radio Network, Robert, Corey, for spending the time here helping us out. All of our other shows, you should check them out online. And I want to thank you, our poetic family, for calling in, sharing your works with us, sharing your persons with us. We love you, and we'll see you next week. This has been World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Came out great.